The Breakfast Club Adventures, The Headless Ghost, by Marcus Rashford, with Isaac Hamilton Mackenzie, read by Kenton Thomas. To every child who attends Breakfast Club, this is your starting point. The world is full of possibilities. You just have to let your mind take you there. Chapter 1. Marcus sprinted out of the penalty area, tracking the ball overhead as it floated towards Thomas's right foot. "Block it, Marcus!" yelled his friend and teammate Oyin from his left. Marcus closed in, but it was too late. Thomas volleyed the ball with a thump, sending it flying towards the goal. Patrick, their goalkeeper, didn't stand a chance. As the net bulged, Marcus's shoulders slumped. Watching the team of boys and girls from Year 9 celebrate their equaliser was a gut punch. The goal set their grudge match at 2 goals apiece, and there were only a few minutes of lunchtime break left. "Stay focused, guys," urged Oyin. She hurried to the centre circle, eager to kick off again. "We can still win this," yelled Patrick, nudging his glasses back in place. Marcus wasn't so sure. He'd never say it out loud, but their rivals were good. Older and more experienced. The team of Year 9s had the upper hand, and Marcus's team of Year 8 players hadn't won a single match against them all week. Oyin set the ball on the centre spot. Marcus glanced at the large group gathering on the sidelines. Their game had the entire school watching. He quickly searched the crowd for his friends and fellow Breakfast Club investigators, Liza, Asim and Stacey. But they weren't there. "So not the entire school," Marcus murmured to himself. He was disappointed but not surprised. Ever since the creation of Drama Club last month, the BCI had barely met up. Drama Club was the newest and most popular club at Rutherford School. For a split second, Marcus had thought about signing up, but he had never really liked drama or the spotlight. He preferred the action of the pitch far more. Anyway, Drama Club had filled up almost immediately. Many students had left other clubs to join the stage. Marcus's investigative friends became so busy with Drama Club that the BCI hadn't solved any mysteries or taken on a new case in ages. Marcus felt his chest tighten. The BCI was the main thing that brought him, Liza, Stacey and Asim together. And with Drama Club keeping them busy, the four of them hadn't had time for their usual meetups.
"Marcus!"
Patrick's shout jolted Marcus from his thoughts. Patrick had lobbed the ball towards him, sending it hurtling in the direction of his head. Marcus sprang back just in time before the football smacked him in the face. He took the ball on his chest, then clamped it under his foot. He realised this was not the time to be thinking about the BCI or Drama Club. He had to focus on the match. He set the ball out ahead of him, dribbling down the left wing. He glided to the right, narrowly avoiding a crunching tackle. The crowd roared and cheered in the background as Marcus kept on, weaving his way past a second and then a third defender. He chopped the ball with the outside of his foot and the crowd gasped and cheered even louder.
"The lunch bell is about to go,"
shouted a voice from the crowd.
"He's never gonna make it,"
yelled another. Marcus knew he only had seconds left and there was one last defender to beat, Thomas. Thomas gave him a smug smile, showing white, even teeth. Marcus wasn't worried. Thomas was weak with his left foot and Marcus knew how to exploit that. He knocked the ball to the left, just far enough to make Thomas reach before cutting back to his right. Thomas fell and Marcus took his shot, driving a long-range effort straight at the top corner. The net rippled. The crowd erupted. Goal! Marcus's team rushed around him, celebrating in a chaotic circle just as the bell began to ring.
"Top bins!"
cried out Oyin.
"What a banger, Marcus!"
congratulated Patrick. Marcus smiled so wide his cheeks ached as Thomas and the Year 9s trudged off the pitch. Winning felt sweet. Chapter 2. Marcus walked into school, his football tucked firmly under his arm. He had probably never scored a better goal during a lunchtime match, so why didn't he feel happier?
"What a game,"
Patrick said, running to catch up with Marcus. Oyin was by his side.
"You can say that again,"
chipped in Oyin.
"Did you see their faces? I've been waiting all week to beat the Year 9s.